We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah. Sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
DJ Envy, Angela Yee, and Charlamagne the God.
Wake that ass up. The Breakfast Club is on.
Right. Yeah.
I have to live live. I'm talking to the Breakfast Club this morning.
Okay.
I love coming here. I'm never not going to come here. You guys are good to me. In return, I'm always going to be good to y'all.
For a lot of people in the hip-hop generation, the Breakfast Club is where people get their information on the topics, on the artists. In that aspect, radio is still important.
The Breakfast Club.
When my name come up, respect it.
All right. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. All right. Let's get right into it, Yeezy.
All right. Well, let's talk about what we know so far about Salvador Ramos. He was the suspected Texas school shooter. We still have to say suspected. An 18-year-old gunman. They're saying that he allegedly shot and killed 18 school children and two adults at a Texas elementary school. Now, they're saying before that happened, he messaged a stranger, "I'm about to," just hours before he opened fire. And this was at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde in Texas. He attended the town's high school, and they said he reportedly shot his grandmother before driving to the school armed with a handgun and possibly a rifle. And a manager at Wendy's told the New York Times that he worked there for a year and that he quit about a month ago, that he always kept to himself. He also allegedly tagged a stranger in an Instagram picture of guns, and that account has been taken down since. But according to these reports, he said, "You're going to repost my gun pics?" To a girl on May 12th, she said, "What your guns got to do with me?" He said, "Just wanted to tag you." And then he messaged her, "I'm about to." And then she asked about to what, and he said, "I'll tell you before 11. He said he would text her in an hour, and he urged her to respond. Now, here's what one student had to say. His name is Jordan, about what happened during the incident.
"We just hear all kinds of gunshots going off, like nonstop, like constantly gunshots. And then we're over here all scared on the ground, fearing for our lives."
And these are mostly third and fourth graders at this school. Again, I told you it's an elementary school in Uvalde, Texas. And here is what Joe Biden had to say about the shooting immediately after.
Another massacre, Uvalde, Texas, an elementary school. Beautiful, innocent, second, third, fourth graders. And how many scores of little children who witness what happened, see their friends die as if they're on a battlefield, for God's sake. They'll live with it the rest of their lives. Parents will never be the same. To lose a child is like having a piece of your soul ripped away. There's a hollowness in your chest. You feel like you're being sucked into it and never going to be able to get out, suffocating. And it's never quite the same.
And there's nothing that makes you feel more helpless than this as a parent.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? We try to keep our kids safe. We try to keep them in safe spaces. School is supposed to be a safe space, mm-hmm. you know? And I don't have any answers to how you slow down any of this, stop any of this. I don't know how you legislate hate.
Mm-hmm. Now, according to sources, the gunman first shot his grandmother at a separate scene. Authorities initially said that his grandmother was killed, but later they said she's in critical condition. He then crashed his car outside of the school. He came out with an AR-15 style rifle, according to multiple law enforcement sources. They do have that rifle body armor that he was wearing in numerous magazines. He was engaged outside the building as he approached the school by a school district police officer who was shot by the suspect. After that, he entered the school and allegedly opened fire. And mainly the students who were killed were third and fourth graders, as well as one teacher. Altogether, at least 19 children and two teachers have been killed at Robb Elementary School. Here is what Vice President Kamala Harris had to say.
I would normally say in a moment like this, we would all say naturally that our hearts break, but our hearts keep getting broken. So I think we all know and have said many times with each other, enough is enough. As a nation, we have to have the courage to take action and understand the nexus between what makes for reasonable and sensible public policy to ensure something like this never happens again. To the people of Uvalde, please know that this is a room full of leaders who grieve with you.
Only thing I think of...
And one last thing, Golden State Warriors coach Steve Kerr, ahead of the Dallas Mavericks game finals last night, also spoke.
When are we gonna do something? I'm tired. I'm so tired of getting up here and offering condolences to the devastated families that are out there. Enough. There's 50 senators right now who refuse to vote on HR 8, which is a background check rule that the House passed a couple of years ago. It's been sitting there for 2 years. And there's a reason they won't vote on it, to hold on to power. So I ask you, Mitch McConnell, I ask all of you senators who refuse to do anything about the violence and school shootings and supermarket shootings, I ask you, are you going to put your own desire for power ahead of the lives of our children and our elderly and our churchgoers? Because that's what it looks like.
Steve Kerr is right. I still don't see how you legislate hate, though. But, you know, wherever there's a bunch of people, wherever there's a place where folks congregate, I feel like there needs to be armed security and metal detectors. Like, all public venues need to have armed security and metal detectors, because it feels like these evil cowards seem to be running up in places where they know humans are the most vulnerable.
And then they'll say, well, where do we get the money from? How do we just give $40 billion to send to Ukraine?
Or it is bond.
Where do we get the money to do that? How do we send all this money to all these other nations?
I'm sure this country can afford metal detectors and, you know, armed security.
Metal detectors, I don't think, would have did as much, but definitely armed security at these big places, at these airports, at these malls.
We got them at the airports.
Or malls, schools,
churches now.
Churches.
Any place where folks congregate, where large crowds congregate, there should be this.
And 90% of the students at that school were Hispanic. They said 81% were lower income. One woman, Angel Garza, was looking for her child, a Marie Jo, and she finally did confirm. Thank you, everyone, for the prayers and help trying to find my baby. She's been found. My little love is now flying high with the angels above. Please don't take a second for granted. Hug your family. Tell them you love them.
Yeah, I don't care what those kids were. They were human. They were human, and they were kids, you know? And like, there's nothing that makes you feel more helpless than this as a parent, because I just don't know what a safe space is anymore.
There is no safe space.
That is your front page news.
All right. Get it off your chest. Let's talk about it. 800-585-1051. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed. 800-585-1051. We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
This is Robo. Keith Forte is my real...
What's up, King?
Fam, this is devastating, this issue with this violence with these guns, man. I'm a retired lieutenant from police here in New York. Envy, I know you got family that's retired from the job. Our biggest problem with why there's disrespect with these guns is that we got politicians who just don't care. Black folks need to stop thinking that, you know, Democrats are really our friends. I'm not a Republican. I'm a Democrat. But we got to hold these politicians accountable.
Yeah. I agree. The gun issue is interesting to me, man, because, you know, I do feel like, you know, you do have to have some type of regulation on guns and, you know, who has access to them. But I just don't think you can legislate hate, bro, because the triggers of these guns don't pull themselves.
But the problem there, though, Charlamagne, real talk, is that they are regulated because they're against sensible gun control. Everyone thinks that they need to own a gun or they need the Second Amendment talks about possession of assault weapons. They don't. You know, this young man who's 18 years old, you got parents buying their kids guns, man.
Oh, no, I agree with you on that.
And an AR-15. Like, who needs an AR-15?
No, I agree with you that there needs to be some type of gun control, but I'm just saying, I don't see how you legislate hate.
But you know what, brother? Let me ask you a question, right? And we appreciate you, all the service that you did. When it comes to gun laws, you look at a lot of these nations that I travel to when I'm DJing, and you see that the police don't have guns and guns are banned. Do you think that will work better? Because we're at a point right now, it's like, you know, I'm a grown-ass man, and I feel like I need a gun. And I have a couple of them at my house. And then when I go out of town, I'm allowed to carry, and I do carry, because the bad guys have guns. And I want to protect myself. I want to make it home to my wife and my family every day.
I posted something on Facebook when they were talking about the shootings and pay the people all the time. I used to always say, you really don't, because all these guns out here, everyone who possesses a firearm, they don't even go to shooting ranges. I heard you talk about you and your wife go to shooting ranges.
Yep.
And be fine. But the average cat, even I'm talking about these so-called, you know, heroes out here, you know, were strapped, walking around the street, just shooting up the block. Why don't you just go to the range, get control of this gun? I tell you, you know, how to live out here in the streets, because you got to do what you got to do. But if you're out here just busting shots and you're killing 9-year-old kids, you know, babies sitting in the car seats, this is ridiculous.
Oh, I agree with all of that.
Yeah, I agree.
I agree with you on that.
And I agree with what Angela Yee said about the AR-15s. I don't feel like, you know, civilians need, you know, those type of weapons. But I will say this, too. I mean, now they got all types of contraptions where they could have a handgun that has a 30 clip on it with a barrel on it. Like, it's ridiculous.
Listen, every conversation we're having about guns, you're right.
Thank you, brother.
But once again, how do you legislate hate? How do you legislate what's in a person's heart? Like, you know how evil you got to be to say, I'm going to go to this grocery store and shoot it up and kill all of these black people. I'm going to go to this church and kill all of these Asian people. I'm going to go kill all of these kids. Like, that's something in a person's heart that you can't legislate.
No, you're right. But how do you stop it? How do you slow it
down? I don't know.
You can't, because, hey, evil is just evil. That's but how
I
do you slow
know.
That ish down?
I don't know. I really don't.
800-585-1051. Get it off your chest. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
So you better have the same energy.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Yeah, good morning. This is Ryan from Firehouse and Brushes. How you
what
guys
up,
doing?
What up, Ryan?
What's up, Ryan? Get it off your chest, brother.
I got a couple points I want to make about all this stuff that's going on.
Yes, sir.
One, I used to work at a high school in Newark, New Jersey, where all the students coming in, they had to get checked for weapons. There was a cop that worked there in the school, and the security guards were on point. But I felt safe there. So now I'm working at a high school in New Jersey in this nice suburb, and I'm always wondering, these kids aren't getting checked when they come into the building. You know, how safer am I here?
That's right.
The second point I want to make is the whole thing with the gun laws. if that young man had to wait until he was 18 to get his rifle or whatever, what makes him not less likely to go out and kill someone? So could you guys explain to me how changing the gun laws are going to make people not go out and kill people?
Brother, I feel you. And that's what makes you feel so helpless in these situations, is because we know we can create legislation to slow down the access of guns, but you can't legislate what's in somebody's heart.
But let me ask you a question. Do you think an 18-year-old should be able to purchase a high-powered rifle like that? I mean, because they're not allowed to get a handgun. But, I mean, you can get an AR-15 or one of these shotguns that can hold 10 slugs in it that, you know, at an 18-year-old kid, they could just start firing away.
I think that there should be some kind of limitation. Like, if you want to get a rifle to go hunting, that's one thing. But you don't need a high-powered shotgun if you're 18. I mean, you can't even drink alcohol at 18.
I agree. I don't think. I mean, I honestly don't think you need a high-powered weapon at all. You know what I mean? Like you said, maybe if you want to go hunting, but I mean.
And question, when you buy these weapons, like when you go make these purchases, mm-hmm. do you get put into a registry? I don't know. Like, shouldn't you, like if I go buy an AR-15 right now, shouldn't automatically I get put on some list, some watch list or something like that?
I don't think you do. But I mean, the crazy point is once you're 18, you could buy a high power rifle. I mean, it's not like, you know, a handgun when you have to be 21, but they do a background check when you do a license and it takes a day. But if you go from somebody that's not a licensed person buying it, there's no background check. Some of these gun shows, there's no background check. And some of these people, when you buy things online, there's no background check. That's the Senate. That's the bill that they've been trying to pass that they've been having difficulties passing.
But I think even to get a license, you have to, you know, you take the classes, you take the road test, you do all of those things. But do you have to do that to get a gun?
No. If you want to conceal no license, classes. You do have to take a class. I had to take a class for my concealed.
No type of evaluation, nothing, just a background check.
I agree with all these gun conversations. I'm not opposed to any of them, but man, it still feels like we're not dealing with the root of the issue, and that is what is in somebody's heart. Like, what's the hate that drives somebody to do this type of mass murder?
Yeah, but how do you change that?
I don't. As I'm saying, I don't know how you legislate what's right. in somebody's heart. Right. I really and that's what makes you feel helpless.
Some people just hate, like the dude that did the thing in Buffalo.
In Buffalo,
like,
he hated black people. That's it.
How do you change that?
And the guy that did the shooting in the church in Cali, that's kind of under the radar. People aren't talking about. He did that because those were Asian people,
right?
Like, I don't know
how. Where does that hate come from?
Your guess is as good as mine.
All right, get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. We got rumors on the way, Yee.
All right, and let's talk about Sherri Shepherd. As you know, she is going to be replacing the same slot as the Wendy Williams show. Well, we do have the trailer for her new daytime talk show.
All right, we'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Take control of a safer home with Kidde's new smoke and carbon monoxide alarm with smart features. A smart alarm that provides continuous 10-year detection of smoke and carbon monoxide and real-time notifications through Kidde Home Safe and the Kidde app. Shop now exclusively at the Home Depot.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On The Breakfast Club.
So listen up. Nah, 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 nah,
nah, nah. Well, Sherri Shepherd has released the trailer for her new daytime talk show. That daytime talk show will be on in place of the Wendy Williams show. It's a comedic take on entertainment and pop culture. Here is that trailer.
Hi, it's Sherri, and I'm here at the first photo shoot for my new talk show.
Yes, I want Sherri Shepherd.
It is my lifelong dream to have my own show, and it's finally happening. I am so excited to welcome you to the official kickoff. This is my time. So I want you to join me for every step of this journey I'm taking you on, behind the scenes.
You guys are still following me? Hi.
On the road, in the studio, rehearsals, interviews, and so much more. See it all come together. Follow Sherri Show TV on all your social media and subscribe on YouTube. You'll be the first to know where the show will be airing in your area and how to get tickets. Tell everybody, because this September, it's time for Sherri.
Dropping the clues bombs with Sherri Shepherd.
I'm happy for Sherri Shepherd.
Dang. Let's support Sherri Shepherd while Sherri Shepherd show as a family.
Absolutely.
And I'm sure she'll be on The Breakfast Club to talk about it soon.
I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Now, the Ellen DeGeneres Show, in the meantime, 19 seasons is coming to an end. this week, and Oprah actually paid a visit yesterday, and here is what she had to say as she reminisced about her own time when her show came to an end.
And I said to everybody, I know what this feels like with only a couple of days left.
Yeah.
And just was really applauding your team for making this show what it's been for 19
years. Isn't it? Yeah.
Because obviously you're the face out front, but it's everybody back there that actually makes it work.
They know how much I love them, and we're all feeling emotional because we have, after this, two more shows. Do you remember your feelings exactly last week?
Well, I guess I'm tearing up because seeing your staff actually triggered me for what it feels like when you have all of these people who've become your family. For, you know, hundreds of people who are all supporting you and helping you be as great as you are.
All right, well, 19 seasons, that is an amazing run to have.
So she she has two more shows that they're doing?
Yeah, they're wrapping up this week.
This week,
I don't know if Friday's the last day or what, but yeah, that was just from yesterday with Oprah.
Okay.
All right, now Mary J. Blige, you know she's been getting a lot of accolades, well-deserved.
Yes.
And one of them, most recently we talked about, was being on Time Magazine's 100 Most Influential People in 2022. She made that annual list, and here's what she had to say about how she views herself being more important than being cocky.
I don't want to be cocky, but if I wanted to, I could. I've earned the right. I'm doing the work mentally, spiritually, physically, intellectually. What you say about you is more important than what other people say about you. What means something to me is speaking beauty over my life.
Up in the clues bonds from Mary J. Blige. You damn right you can be cocky, Mary. Mary can say whatever she wants.
With her Good Morning Gorgeous single, by the way.
Mary deserves.
I love you. I got you. I need you.
Mary is a walking memorial.
Absolutely.
Mary is a godsend. You know how many people Mary J. Blige has gotten through? Do you know whenever I have, like, you know, bouts of depression, sadness, when I throw on Mary J. Blige, Be Happy, Mary J. Blige, My Life, the title track from the My Life album, please, instant mood changing.
Can you pull up Be Happy now, please? I think the world needs that right now. Continue on, Yee.
Be an amazing, amazing record to play after this rumor report.
Go ahead, Yee.
All right, now Los Angeles Clippers guard Norman Powell shared a video of himself getting harassed while he was at the gym in Vegas yesterday. And here's what happened.
You're not American.
How am I not American?
How are we not American?
I was born and raised here.
My
descendants is from Africa, yes.
My family.
But I am American. I was born here.
And I was a slave.
How were you a slave? Made you a slave?
Because I was black and my last name's Howard.
You were black?
Yes.
You got Revitiligo? You like Uncle Ruckus?
I like the blues.
What does that have to do with anything?
What does our music have to do with anything?
We already called the police. You're on live. You're on Instagram live right now.
You know that I come from a family of gamblers.
That's cool.
My grandfather.
That has nothing to do with what you're talking about right now.
Paid for my
that has nothing to do with what you're talking about.
Dream.
Literally nothing
diamond.
To do.
She could barely bend her
literally
feet
nothing
from
to
the
do.
Diamonds.
I do not care.
And that is the problem with America. You cannot legislate what is in somebody's heart. And the reason a lot of these things keep happening is because we haven't dealt with the root of all our issues, and that is the hate that some people hold for others in their hearts in this country. You can't legislate that.
No.
Nothing you can do to change her mind. Nothing.
No. She learned that from her family.
Well, she did end up getting arrested. All right, and that is your report.
Really? What was the charge?
Probably harassment.
Yeah, she just kept harassing him. She was handcuffed. I don't know what the charge was, but the police did take her away. They do have video of that, too. And they said she immediately started playing the victim
once
she was apprehended by the authorities.
Of course she did. Because she can't believe that they put her in handcuffs in this country that was designed for people like her to be able to express those kind of sentiments and those kind of emotions and not reap any consequences for it.
Yeah. All right. Well, that is your rumor report. Now, we got front page news next. What are we talking about?
We are going to talk about Uvalde and the Robb Elementary School shooting that happened yesterday. Really difficult and sad to talk about, but something that we must discuss.
All right. We were trying to get happy up, but of course, the computer is slow. And
Lord have mercy. Is that a sign?
We couldn't pull it up.
Is that a sign for us to feel our feels?
I was trying to stretch a little bit.
Maybe that's a sign to feel our feels, and maybe this is a morning that we are not supposed to be happy. This is the morning we are supposed to express whatever real, raw and emotion that we all are feeling as a collective right now. Maybe that's what that means.
I just wanted to be happy, though.
Yeah, it is a choice.
All right, well.
But you can't ignore, you know, the realities of the world. Because at the end of the day, you're a parent. And right. You're feeling the same anxiety that myself and other parents are feeling all around the country right now. And not just anxiety of being a parent, just being a human being trying to survive.
But I'm happy, but it put me in just a little bit of a better mood.
Yeah, I'll give you a hug.
From the front or back?
Both.
Oh, boy. I'm just kidding. I don't need a hug. No, I don't need a hug. Oh my goodness. No!
No.
All right, give me a hug. Give me a hug.
Bring it in.
Give me a hug. Give me a hug. Give me a hug. Give me a hug. Give me a hug.
Turn around.
All right. Give me a hug. All right. All right.
That is not weird. Why that gotta be weird, Eddie? You shouldn't say that's weird. There's nothing weird about that. I just hugged my brother because we all feeling away this morning.
He ain't had to hug me from the back, though.
I feel like I did, and I enjoyed it.
Yeah, you did feel like you did.
Now I feel a little better this morning.
All right, front page news is next.
And you didn't return the favor.
Nope, I did not hug you from the back. I passed.
Gas.
It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
WWPR FMHD1 New York.
And iHeart Radio Station.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. After front page news, we'll be taking your calls. We just love to hear from you, man. Just your concerns, how you feel out there today.
Yeah, just vent, man. Feel your feels. You know what I mean? Like, this is a platform for you to express yourself. We always say the Breakfast Club is absolutely that. It's a club. You know, this mm-hmm. is y'all platform just as much as it is ours, man. So, you know, if you just want to vent, you just want to say some things, whatever it is, feel free to call us after front page news.
All right. Let's go, Yee. Where we starting?
Well, we are going to be talking about Uvalde, Texas. And again, we are praying for all of the families and for everybody who knew anyone who was shot, killed in this shooting. 19 children and 2 adults were killed in a mass shooting. This is now the second deadliest school shooting in the United States. Mm. The 18-year-old shooter was identified by officials as Salvador Ramos. He was shot and killed by responding law enforcement. He did arrive at Robb Elementary School. He had a long rifle. He also was wearing body armor. And that school, by the way, has 2nd through 4th graders, 535 students. So now, hours after the shooting, they said parents were desperately waiting to find out if their kids had survived. Some told CNN that they had to give their DNA in order to help identify the victims. Now, before Salvador Ramos arrived at that school, he shot his grandmother Tuesday morning, and police had been called to her home. They did say at first, they said she had been killed, but now they are saying she is in critical condition.
Mm.
Police then received another report. That report was at about 11:30 a.m. They said a vehicle had crashed into a ditch near the elementary school. Police believe that he was driving that vehicle, and that's the vehicle that was inside of that ditch. After that, Ramos then exited the vehicle. He had a rifle. He had on a bulletproof vest. He was engaged by a police officer who works at the school. After that, he was engaged by 2 other officers from the police department in Uvalde. They were not able to stop him, so they asked for assistance from a tactical agency. That agency did come in, and they then did bring the suspect down. So they don't know how he managed to get past the officers and open fire in several classrooms. And the cause of the crash also remains unclear. But members of the community did gather for a prayer vigil in the wake of that mass shooting, Robb Elementary School. Here is what one student, Jordan, had to say about the shooting.
We just hear all kinds of gunshots going off. Like nonstop, like constantly gunshots. And then we're over here all scared on the ground, fearing for our lives.
Hmm. All right. Also, Joe Biden spoke it afterwards, and here's what he had to say.
Another massacre, Uvalde, Texas, an elementary school. Beautiful, innocent, 2nd, 3rd, 4th graders. And how many scores of little children who witness what happened, see their friends die, as if they're on a battlefield, for God's sake. They'll live with it the rest of their lives. Parents will never be the same. To lose a child is like having a piece of your soul ripped away. There's a hollowness in your chest. You feel like you're being sucked into it and never going to be able to get out. Suffocating. And it's never quite the same.
You know, one thing that's so triggering about this situation, because it's several, is that, you know, you think about self-preservation and you think about being an adult. And, you know, somebody walks in a room with a gun, you know, you automatically, you know, panic and you try to, you know, protect yourself. You know, imagine being a teacher in that situation and this guy walks in and you automatically, your self-preservation kicks in, but you don't know whether to protect yourself or protect the kids. And you think about all of these young kids who've never been in a situation like this. They don't even understand what is happening. Think about how you have a 3-year-old, 4-year-old, you know, at the house, and you know, or somebody in elementary school, and they hear a loud noise and how they react to that. So imagine them reacting to gunshots. What are they supposed to do in that moment?
Bro, but think about it like this. You just seen him pretty much shoot his way through officers that were there. So you know the police officers didn't have enough artillery to stop him at that point because he had body armor. The police didn't have body armor on. He had a high-powered rifle. So now they shoot through the police officers. What do you do as a teacher, as students?
Bro,
you just sit there and just wait and pray.
There's nothing that makes
Now, one of Ramos's former classmates, he did not want to be identified. He told CNN that Ramos recently sent him a photo showing an AR-15, a backpack with rounds of ammunition and several gun magazines. He said, I was like, bro, why do you have this? And he was like, don't worry about it. He proceeded to text me. I look very different now. You wouldn't recognize me. And they said he also had stopped attending school regularly. He worked at a local Wendy's and kept to himself mostly. And here is Democratic Senator Chris Murphy from Connecticut. He had made it his mission to end gun violence after the 2012 massacre at Sandy Hook Elementary School in his home state. And here is what he had to say.
Our kids are living in fear every single time they set foot in a classroom because they think they're going to be next. What are we doing? Why do you spend all this time running for the United States Senate? Why do you go through all the hassle of getting this job, of putting yourself in a position of authority? If your answer is that as this slaughter increases, as our kids run for their lives, we do nothing. These kids weren't unlucky. Nowhere else do parents have to talk to their kids, as I have had to do, about why they got locked into a bathroom and told to be quiet for 5 minutes just in case a bad man entered that building. Nowhere else does that happen except here in the United States of America. And it is a choice. It is our choice to let it continue. What are we doing?
He's absolutely right. But it's not just kids. It's all of us. Because we see it happen in grocery stores. We see it happen in churches, elementary schools. And I know it's easy to turn the conversation to guns, and we definitely need some type of gun control in this country, but the triggers of these guns do not pull themselves. The reason these situations make us feel so helpless is because we know that we can't legislate what is in somebody's heart. We are all relying on each other to keep each other safe. So much of our safety is based on the behaviors of others, and there's nothing we can do about the hate some people in this country have for other people.
I agree. And let's open up the phone lines. But I'll be honest, bro. I'm tired of the speeches. I'm tired of hearing the same thing over and over, and the speeches from the president and the speeches from the vice president and the speeches from all these different people, when nothing has ever changed.
Yeah.
In the past, well, how long we've been doing this Breakfast Club thing? Over 10 years?
12 years.
We've been hearing these speeches, and have we seen one change? Have we seen one thing put into place that we're going to change this, we're going to try this, we're going to do this? No. No. We talk about it, and then a week later, we talk about the NBA playoffs again.
A week later? And then, that's out.
Yeah, and then what happens? Then a month from now, something like this happens again, and then what do we get? Another speech.
That's right.
And from the president, the vice president. I'm tired of your damn speech.
And I don't want to hear about race.
And it's also on people, and we all have our own responsibilities, too. If there's ways that we can also do things to combat whatever and to organize and do whatever we can. Because I know a lot of times people spring into action when it affects them personally too, but let's not wait for that. Everybody can participate.
I agree with all of that, but I'm going to ask y'all one simple question once again.
Yes.
How do you legislate what is in somebody's heart? Like, how do you get to the root of the hate that some people just possess for other people in this country? And by the way, don't think it can't happen to you.
It can't.
We just saw a bunch of elderly black people get killed in Buffalo. We saw a bunch of Asian Americans get killed in the church shooting. We saw a bunch of kids get killed yesterday. Like, this, none of us are special. We all go to the grocery store. We all go to places of worship. Our kids go to school. Like, there should be nothing that makes you feel more helpless than this situation that we're dealing with right now.
Well, let's open up the phone lines. Talk to us, vent. Tell us your concerns, how you feel. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian premium cocktail maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Breakfast Club.
I know in there, I'm in there, I'm in there, I'm in there.
That you don't need me with that.
Call me.
Add your opinions to the Breakfast Club top.
Come on.
800-585-1051.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just join us, we're just taking your calls. I mean, we've all been talking about the shooting that happened in Texas, and we just wanted to open the phone line.
Just talking, man. We just talking. You know, I don't have any answers. Mm-hmm. I don't know why people keep acting like they, you know, have answers. But, you know, let's just talk about it.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Ashley.
Hey, Ashley.
Peace,
good morning.
Ashley.
Where you calling from?
Fort Myers, Florida.
Okay, talk to us, Mama.
I just have a feeling that, like, doing mental health evaluations on these people before they're allowed to have gun cards or purchase guns would help us assess what, you know, what their mental health state is as far as what they could possibly do when they are access to that gun.
And I also feel like looking at people's social media to see if they've been posting disturbing things, I think that might, like, look through all of that.
Yeah, I think social media is actually probably maybe just more important, and I'll tell you why. You know, you may can figure out if somebody has mental health issues or not by doing mental, you know, health background checks, but man, you cannot measure evil. And I think that we often leave evil out of the equation. Some of these people are just pure evil.
Yeah, I definitely agree. The problem with social media is so many people have their accounts private, so it's sometimes hard for us to do that. But if we assess their family history and background, then we have a lot of more understanding of where that could possibly lead. That's just my opinion.
That's true. I agree.
You know, I think both. I think both. I think let's take a look at everything.
All right. Thank you, Mama.
Yeah, because there's so many people that are 18 that don't have criminal backgrounds. If we look at some of the mass murders at 18 years old, of course they didn't have a criminal background yet.
That's
when
right.
When they hit 20, 21, it might be different.
All That's right. right. Thank you, Ashley.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Derek from St. Augustine.
From where?
Say it again.
St. Augustine.
Oh. St. Augustine. What's up, brother? Talk to us.
I feel like, man, if they were to make this, you know, I'm all against the death penalty, man, but if they were to make it a law as far as any hate crime for toward children, race, anything, it's automatically a death penalty, I think we'll have less of this going on, man.
I had one of my good friends yesterday told me that he wishes that we did public executions when stuff like this happened. That's what he said. He said
if you think about that man that did that shooting, bro, and how they carried him, the only thing they didn't do when they was arresting that man is wipe the sweat off his head, man. Damn. If he knew he was gonna hit the death penalty, he wouldn't even left like that, bro.
I don't know if this guy was scared to die. It felt like a suicide mission going in there like that.
I think you're talking about the guy from Buffalo you're talking about, right?
Yeah, I know, but I'm talking about this particular. But with this one, I don't know that people that do things like that think that they'll live through.
He automatically knew it was a suicide mission. One thing I know nobody play about is the children. So he automatically was a suicide mission. But I feel like the guy in Buffalo, if he knew his life was going to be touching like the people's lives he took, he wouldn't even did it like that.
All right. Mm. Thank you, brother. Hello, who's this?
Andrea.
Hey, Andrea. Talk to us this morning.
My thing is why didn't the friend say something? I think the guy was trying to reach out. You don't just send somebody a picture and then be like, don't worry about it. And those types of things are, you could prevent it. We have been like trained, or like ingrained in our upbringings is it's, if you see something, that's not our business. And we got to get past that and mm-hmm. look for these
signs.
I will say this, though. I mean, and this is going to be sad, but, you know, a lot of times in these different areas, especially in Texas, kids with guns, 18-year-olds, is kind of normal. He didn't make a threat. He didn't say he was going to shoot up a school. Yeah. He didn't say none of those things. I'm sure if that girl felt that or knew that, she would have called immediately. You know, so it's, yeah. I wouldn't blame it on that girl, true. But I would definitely say that.
No, I don't blame it on them. I'm just saying, just in general, that is something like we got to look for those signs and stuff, especially when it's somebody you know that's been picked on throughout school, because they said that the kid's been picked on. And that's, whenever you hear about this stuff, it's been somebody who's been gone through stuff, you know, through their childhood, and now they're just taking it out on everybody else. So we've got to look for those signs. For this type of thing.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Mama.
You guys have a great day.
You have too. A safe day, too. All right. Well, call us up, 800-585-1051. I need to hear some positivity this morning. Can we play...
What happened to Mary J. Blige to be happy?
You want to play Mary?
Yes, I want to hear Mary J. Blige to be happy. Don't nobody, you know, make me feel better than Mary J. Blige would be happy.
Nobody?
Man, shut up.
All right, okay, well, let's play so Mary J. Be happy. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Mary J. Blige with Be Happy. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We're just taking your calls this morning. We're just allowing you to call and just talk. Of course, the shooting that happened in Texas, a lot of people are calling. A lot of people are affected. And we just want to hear from you guys. Hello, who's this?
This is JJ from San Antonio.
What's up, JJ? Talk to us, brother.
Hey, man. My heart's heavy this morning. Listening to y'all, but Charlamagne.
Yes, sir.
You said we can't legislate hate.
Yes, sir.
Fact, but we can sure make sure it's tough to act on that hate, man. We can sure make sure it's tough for these people to
absolutely
procure this artillery to murder our kids. We got to make it nearly impossible to do that. Man, every time I listen to the story, my heart breaks even more. He shot through numerous police officers. So it didn't matter what they tried to do. He had the artillery to get past them.
Yeah, he had the body armor. He had the AR-15. He had the long rifle. You're absolutely right. And that goes back to, you know, should civilians be able to have those type of long rifles and body armor? You know what I mean?
It's got to be impossible. We have to make it impossible for that to happen. There's no need for weapons of war to be at the hands of the masses. Listen, I mean, we just can't sit there and say we can't legislate. Hey, that means we're giving up.
No, I don't think we're giving up, my brother. I just feel like, man, this country still hasn't dealt with the root of all of our issues, and that is just the hate that some people hold for others. Like, we're afraid to even have real conversations about white supremacy and systemic racism. Like, you got to go back, man, you know, to when we first got to this country and how violence, this country was built on violence. This country was built on blood. And we can't even have those conversations anymore. They don't even want to talk about critical race theory in schools. Like, we're not even getting to the root of the real issues in this country.
Hello, who's this?
Andrew.
Hey, Andrew, good morning.
Good morning.
Talk to us, brother.
All right, I feel like mental health should be on commercials everywhere, mental health resources, to allow people to kind of get the help they need before something like that kind of happens, in my opinion.
I agree with you wholeheartedly, man, you know? That's what I mean when I talk about, that's another aspect of, you know, the hate that exists in people's heart. Because some of these people are just in pain, and they project that pain on other people, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And especially as being a male, but they don't allow us to kind of express ourselves in a sense. Something like that should never happen. I'm not making any excuses. It's devastating. I got two kids of my own. I'm kind of broken up about it, but...
I'm with you, brother.
Yeah, Yeah.
This is a nuanced conversation. This isn't like, you know, one thing that can solve
this issue.
It's too much of a complicated issue. So I totally understand what you're saying,
bro.
Yeah,
but, you know, I sit there and, you know, and like I said earlier, I'm tired of the speeches, but it's like, as parents, you know, if you have kids, what do? You know?
Man.
How do you protect? You know, my anxiety, man. Like I said, you know, my kids' schools have cameras, so I'm always looking at the cameras. But what does that do? Like, how can I get there? I'm not Superman, but how do you protect? It's just
there's it's nothing. Scary. There's nothing that makes you feel more helpless than this as a parent, because we try to keep our kids safe. We send them to safe spaces. School is supposed to be a safe space.
Correct.
You know what I mean? But then again, grocery stores are supposed to be a safe space. The church, places of worship, are absolutely supposed to be a safe space. So it's like, where are we safe? You know, and you know, like, I got real bad anxiety. And my therapist always says, think about all the times you thought something bad was going to happen. But how many times did it actually happen?
And you know what the craziest part is? You know when I felt the safest?
When?
During the pandemic. When nobody could leave the house.
Yes, but that's not reality.
That is not reality.
That's not reality.
But, you know, it's the safest because you got your family and your kids there. But, you know,
But let me finish my thought because, you know, I don't want people to think. It's like, you know, my therapist always says, think about all the times you thought something bad was going to happen, but how many times did something actually happen? Mm-hmm. That works in most cases, but not when it comes to stuff like this.
No.
Because we're not special. We go to the grocery store.
Right.
We go to places of worship. Our kids go to school. We're just out and about around people all the time. And we got to rely on other humans' behavior to stay safe. That's the most unpredictable thing on this planet, bro. Like,
yeah.
No. Right. How can I not have anxiety? Well, how?
We'll take some more calls. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. We gonna be all right. Hello, who's this?
Hi, how you doing? This is Craig from Brooklyn.
What's up, brother? Talk to us.
So listen, I really feel like the conversation is going in the wrong direction. I feel like we have decided that the answer is gun laws, and we don't know for sure that is the exact answer. Now, when you think about it, violence has been committed with use of a car. Let's just say there's been violence, people who ran into protesters with a car and killed a bunch of people, but we haven't talked about banning cars or made it inconvenient for citizens to buy cars. I do believe that there's a solution, but it does not involve limiting or making it inconvenient to citizens, especially Black people in America, to arm themselves. I think that is a pitfall.
I'd like to hear your solution. What's your solution,
yeah,
brother?
Yeah, so you don't believe in gun control?
That's not what he's saying.
No, I believe in sensible gun control, yes, but I'm not a fan of making it inconvenient for citizens to arm themselves.
For those of us who need to protect ourselves.
Because when you compare it to getting a license, right, you do have to take a road test and you do have to take a written test.
No, that's not what he's saying.
Right.
You said that if somebody uses a car to kill people, they're not talking about banning cars.
Right. So what, right. what is your solution?
Yeah. You do have to get a license.
And also, even if you take all the guns off the table, like in some countries,
right.
they took all the guns off the table.
They're going to find a way to kill people.
There's another weapon that becomes the weapon of choice.
That's right.
But like, I think in London, they use a whole bunch of knives.
Knives.
So knives become the weapon of choice.
So what's your solution? What's your solution, though?
We have to be more nuanced in our conversation here. We have to think about all the technology that is available that is not being utilized to help in our quest for gun safety. Now, like Charlamagne is saying, you cannot legislate away hate. There is no solution for racism. Racism, there's no way you can end racism. You're not going to end hate in the world. So what you have to do is make it inconvenient for someone to basically act on their hate. You have to make it inconvenient, and we have to be more nuanced and think, like, what do we have at our disposal to make it inconvenient for these people to act on hate? We cannot just keep falling into the trap of saying, let's take guns away from everyone.
But I will say this, though.
It's going to disproportionately affect black people. It's going to disproportionately affect minorities. It's going to take our ability.
Right.
away to arm ourselves. And we're not even armed as it is.
But I will say this, though. When I look at... And this is just my opinion. This is Rashawn Casey, DJ Envy speaking. I don't feel like an 18-year-old kid should have the power to carry an AR-15 with, you know, clips that can have 19 bullets at a time when our own police don't have that same ammunition to protect the our society. I don't think that an 18-year-old kid should have the ability to buy these type of weapons.
I'm with you. I don't
AR-15
think no, I don't,
is too much for a
yeah,
kid.
Yeah, I don't think nobody's debating that.
And even if you shoot a deer with all those bullets, the deer is not gonna, you're not going to be able to eat the meat. So there is no reason.
I don't think that anybody is saying that take away guns from everybody, but I do feel like there needs to be. Yes, I don't think it should be super convenient and easy to obtain a gun.
Man, I'm going
to
tell y'all this.
There should be some regulating.
Hey, I'm going to say this for the millionth time. The triggers of these guns don't pull themselves. And the reason these situations make us feel so helpless is because deep down in our hearts, we know we cannot legislate hate. And the other thing is, we move so fast. Like right now, everybody's talking about the kids. Yes, this is. Yesterday was the kids, but a week ago it was a bunch of elderly black men.
Correct.
I mean, elderly black people in a grocery store. Then it was some Asian Americans. Right. The very next day in a church.
But,
now it's the kids.
Right. But
so it's a bigger conversation.
It's not just 18-year-olds that's doing the shooting. So we can say yes, we don't want an 18-year-old to own a gun, but. The other week, it wasn't an 18-year-old.
Yeah, it was the 50-some-year-old on the subway here in New York City.
Right.
Like,
I mean, you're not going to be able to ban all weapons and all guns, but I just feel like there's no reason to own an AR-15, a gun that you can buy a device online and be able to shoot rapid fire at people.
I'm with you.
We got to have...
Because
even if you say hunting, you go hunting. I've never been hunting. You went hunting, right? You're from the South. If you shoot any animal with that many shots, can you eat the meat?
I'm with you. Nobody's against any of that, but it's more than just gun control. It's gun control.
We'll
it's mental
start.
Health. It's racism.
Correct.
Really, it's racism. A bunch of Asian Americans got shot in the church. Black people got shot in the grocery
Correct.
Store. The black dude that shot people in the subway, he was shooting people because he didn't like. I can't even remember what race he didn't like. But it's like, how do you legislate what's in people's hearts? This is why things like critical race theory matter. Because we have to tell the truth about this country.
Correct.
We cannot heal what we don't reveal. We're afraid to even have these conversations
Correct.
About what the root of the problems are in this country. Everything we're discussing is a problem. Right. But we still got to get to the root of it.
All right. Well, we got rumors on the way, E.
Yeah, well, we'll talk about Young Thug. And lyrics from several of his songs are going to be used as evidence in court. We'll tell you which tracks they are.
Mother's Day is coming, and mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules.
So instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Artesian, premium cocktails on demand.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turned sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
iHeart Podcast Update. This week on your free iHeartRadio app.
Fodor's Guide to Espionage, a 60s-era spy story of the world's first and greatest travel writer, Eugene Fodor, as he jet sets around the globe. Tongue Unbroken Season 2. This podcast explores complex concepts of identity, resilience, erasure, and genocide. Table for Two Season 2. Think of the show as a deconstructed Oscar party in podcast form. Each episode takes place over the romance of a meal and feels like you're seated next to a different guest at that dinner.
Hear these podcasts and more on your free iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Talking about.
All right, we'll get into that next. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Matter of fact, let's get to it now.
About time.
What's going on?
Yeah. Rumor report. Rumor report.
This is the Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
All right. Well, Caitlyn Jenner was on the Pivot podcast, and she talked about a multitude of things. One thing that she discussed is the popularity of being a transgender. According to her point of view, here's what she had to say.
There's so many things on YouTube on kids who have transitioned, and people see this, and it's become right now, this issue has become so big almost every day on the news. There's something about being trans.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of bothers me, to be honest with you, for this reason. Being trans is about that much of the population. It is such a small group of people who are actually trans who are really suffering with gender dysphoria. And right now, because of the amount of publicity that it's getting, it's like everybody thinks they're trans, which is not the case.
Right, she right, but it's her place to say. It ain't mine, but I will say it's the highlighted, it is the highlighted meal on the menu. So if you give people, you know, the option, especially kids, they probably will choose it for those reasons that she just said.
I mean, I have no idea.
I have no idea either. I have no idea either, but I know one thing.
I couldn't tell you if that's true or not.
I'll tell you one thing. You put Avengers on the menu, I'm going to say I identify as an Avenger. I tell you that much.
Okay.
All right, now, in addition to that, Caitlyn Jenner also talked about living with Kanye West.
Kimberly has been through a lot with the guys she's been with, you know, especially Kanye. I'm a very complicated guy. I really like Kanye. I got along with him so well. Two of us did great together. And even when I transitioned, he was so on my side and, you know, loving it. But he was very difficult to live with. And Pete is 180 degrees the other direction. I mean, first of all, he treats her so well. And when they were over here, Kim is so happy. And Kim deserves to be happy.
Hey, keep talking like that. Kanye gonna want somebody fade. All right, he gonna pull up.
Nah, I think maybe Kanye's over. Maybe Kanye's...
Man, you just said that,
I don't know that
Pete
he's
is
over
180 it. In the other direction, and Pete treats her so well. So how did Kanye treat her if it's 180 in the other direction? You got square up, Caitlin, from Kanye. Gonna be some furniture
right, now,
moving at the next family gathering.
I got Caitlin.
Let's talk about Bronx. Some Bronx drill rappers have been named in a 65-count indictment, attempted murder, assault, weapons. This is all following the YSL case in Atlanta. Authorities in New York have handed down a massive set of charges, and they are saying that they're going to be using some of the lyrics from these songs. Remember, that's been an ongoing issue.
Did you say why? You said members in the Bronx? What did you say?
Well, yeah, I'm talking about members. I said Bronx drill rappers have been named in a 65-count indictment, and that's all following the YSL case in Atlanta.
Okay.
Now authorities in New York are talking about doing something similar here.
Okay.
Got it?
Yep.
All right. Now, additionally, a charge of animal cruelty was added to the list of counts in connection to a live stream. They said a pigeon reportedly flew in the frame, and someone on camera said if they reached a certain number of views, they would kill it. And when that goal was met, the person beat the pigeon to death with a cane. I guess, on camera. So that's another charge that's been added in addition to the 65-count indictment, including conspiracy to commit murder, attempted assault, criminal possession of a weapon, and numerous other charges related to multiple shootings in and around the River Park Towers complex. Now let's take it over to Young Thug. Lyrics from several of his songs will be used as evidence in court. So... but their 56-count indictment, they're using several of Young Thug's songs and lyrics from between 2016 and 2021. Some of those songs that they are using, Young Thug, Anybody.
I never killed anybody, but I got something to do with that body. I got this grease on my back, carry it like I'm moving about it. I told him to shoot 100 rounds, like he trying to move it about it. It was like 11 in the morning, skip to school, that's a truancy about it. Made me some rats in the morning. I had me a pack by the morning. I had me some rats by the morning. I had a six pack by the morning. I got on a mean on the morning. Rats keep me up on the podium. I had a back in my shoulder. You got a bitch, you keep rolling.
What, the part where he said,
take it to trial.
Go ahead. Keep going.
Also, the song Take It to Trial.
That's your first time for real. Yeah. First time you know I kill. Yeah. Right about tonight, my dear. Trial, I done beat it twice. Say, I'm undefeated, like fed came in stacking. I don't know, no point of asking. I was on bleeding, stuck like a man. Bitch, I can not shoot at your mammy. Need to sit down if you can't stand me. I done sit down, I up my stomach. Take it to trial, get an appeal, take it to trial. Yeah, you can waggle, no back and forth. We don't turn wrestle. Pay for the cash, get it just if we whack 'em.
Yeah. All right, hear me out. Go ahead. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
And one more I'm going to do for you guys. They're also talking about the song Ski and also the song Slatty.
I got a bag. That ain't enough. My little free sling. Yeah, they just tough. I killed this man in front of his mama. I go, little bro. Something is gone. Now kick my ass. But ain't no point. I front my fist. Feeling enough.
Now, I don't know if those are the types of lyrics you can use in court. You know what I mean? Those, sadly, those are just generic rap lyrics yes. in 2022. Now, there are plenty of people who actually detail the crimes yes. that they have committed on records. They detail the crimes they have committed in interviews. If I'm a prosecutor, if I'm law enforcement, I totally understand why y'all use some of those.
Not those, though.
But not those that Thug just spit.
And what he's saying, Ski. I be skiing in Ski.
I don't even know. I don't even like when you talk sometimes.
No, because I didn't hear anything in Ski.
Doing a dance. Yeah,
everybody does a dance. And Ski?
Yeah.
That just sounded wild.
You don't ski when the Ski song comes
out? I don't be skiing and Ski. I don't even know what skiing and Ski means. What does skiing and Ski means?
Leave me alone. All right.
I don't know what that means.
All right.
I'm old.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I know what that is.
Yeah.
That's called the Ski. But you said you'd be skiing and Ski.
Ski and dance in the song Ski.
Oh, you meant skiing to
forget
ski.
All right, well,
that's what you meant. You meant to say,
no,
word matter. You meant to say, I'm skiing to ski.
Everybody knew what I knew about you.
No, you
everybody
said I'm skiing and ski.
I'm not talking anymore.
I just saw you swimming in a bad, never mind.
What?
I'm just going, I'm not going to tell you what I thought you, what I thought, it sounded like you were swimming.
Rumor reports. Okay.
Nobody says ski.
I couldn't tell. Like, I'd be skiing and ski. All on my face, all down my, all on my mouth.
He did not say all that.
Yes, he did.
So what is wrong?
Pee on my back.
Pee on your back.
You know what he said?
What is? I don't know you. I'm scared to ask him who he's giving his donkey to. Yeah, I don't even know. Like,
I don't
know
who I'm giving my
you?
Donkey to. Just leave me alone. Let me vent this morning, okay? But you did say you'd be skiing.
I said ski. Forget it.
If you said skiing to ski, that's different.
Forget it.
You said skiing in ski.
Yeah, one little hug this morning. Oh, you're freaky. All right, it's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
WWPR FM HD1 New York.
An iHeart Radio station.
Let me put a little bit of the Breakfast Club up in your lifestyle.
DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne the God.
You are rocking with the best.
This is a miracle.
There is no question that there are problems in this country between police and community.
Yes, you are a donkey.
To the latest on that police killing of a black man.
Now to new developments in the deadly spa shooting rampage.
And yesterday was a really bad day for him, and this is what he did.
And so we are in a state of emergency.
Okay, white supremacist violence is, it always has been, the number one threat to our society.
But I'm also very proud that my wife is white. My wife is white.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
All right, Charlene, please tell me, why was I your donkey of the day?
No, today's not an I, it's an us. Okay, donkey of the day for Wednesday, May 25th, goes to America. The U.S., which I always thought was a great abbreviation for the United States, because this is about us. And it's a simple question. What are we going to do? There's a meme going around, and the meme shows the cycle of how things are when it comes to these mass shootings. It starts... it says mass shooting, media extravaganza, thoughts and prayers, social media, gun debates. No one actually does anything, back to normal. Look, I'm not about to act like I'm some expert on any of this. I'm just a tax-paying American citizen, a parent, a husband, a human, just trying to survive on this planet like everyone else. And I tell y'all all the time, we are relying on the most unpredictable thing in this world to keep us safe, and that's human behavior. As witnessed in Buffalo in Topps Grocery Store, as witnessed in Geneva Presbyterian Church, as witnessed at Robb Elementary School in Texas, all it takes is one evil human having a bad day, one evil human on his worst behavior to not only murder other humans, but to murder millions of people's spirits. Okay? See, these tragedies take lives. They impact the families of these victims in unspeakable ways, ways that I could never understand, and I pray to God I never have to understand. But what I want to talk to us about, you know, us being the United States, is a question Connecticut Senator Chris Murphy asked yesterday. And that question is, what are we doing? Okay, that meme I referenced earlier says, after the social media gun debates, no one actually does anything. And why is that? I have my thoughts, but let's hear what Senator Chris Murphy had to say yesterday.
Our kids are living in fear every single time they set foot in a classroom because they think they're going to be next. What are we doing? Why do you spend all this time running for the United States Senate? Why do you go through all the hassle of getting this job, of putting yourself in a position of authority? If your answer is that as this slaughter increases, as our kids run for their lives, we do nothing. These kids weren't unlucky. Nowhere else do parents have to talk to their kids, as I have had to do, about why they got locked into a bathroom and told to be quiet for 5 minutes just in case a bad man entered that building. Nowhere else does that happen except here in the United States of America, and it is a choice. It is our choice to let it continue. What are we doing?
What are we doing? Senator Chris Murphy is right. But I would say this, it's not just the kids living in fear. It's all of us, which bothers me spiritually because we should walk by faith, not by fear, but it's hard not to. But it's not just the kids. We just saw, you know, 10 adults, mostly elders, shot and killed in a grocery store in Buffalo. We saw Asian Americans shot in the church, you know, just when was it? A month ago? I can't remember now, but like a month ago, we saw the guy in the subway in New York. He shot a bunch of people. You know, I think he was targeting Asians. Look, man, I know it's easy to turn the conversation to guns, and we definitely need some type of gun control in this country, but the triggers of these guns don't pull themselves. Okay, the reason these situations make us feel so helpless is because we know that we can't legislate what is in somebody's heart. You can't legislate hate. We are all, like I said already, relying on each other to keep each other safe. So much of our safety is based on the behaviors of others, and there is nothing we can do about the hate, the prejudice, the bigotry, the evil some people in this country just have for other people. And that's why no one actually does anything, because a lot of us simply don't know what there is to do. We haven't dealt with the root of all our issues, and that is the hate that some of us hold for others in this country. This country, America, was built on bigotry. The system is designed to be what it is. It's designed to be as violent as it is. It's a system where people feel superior to others, and since they feel superior to others, they feel like they can dictate whether you live or die. You know, I deal with really bad anxiety. And one of my coping mechanisms when I have a panic attack is my therapist always tells me to think about all the times you thought something bad was going to happen, but how many times did something bad actually happen? That works in most cases. But when it comes to stuff like this, it doesn't work. Because I can't get my mind off these tragedies, because this could happen to any of us. We're not special. Don't you think you're special? We go to the grocery store. I love going to Wegmans for no reason. We all go to our different places of worship. Our kids go to school. These are supposed to be safe spaces. But what happens when the safe spaces ain't safe no more? America, do we really understand the psychological impact this is having on us? This is impacting us in psychological ways that we don't even understand. This impacts how I parent. Like, I know that I'm depriving my kids of things that they should be doing, like field trips, like going to the mall with friends, any public outing. Right now, I'm really thinking about homeschooling my kids because I don't have any answers for the evil that exists within people. These tragedies are complex, okay? I feel like they're rooted in the violence that is American culture. There's, you know, racism involved in these conversations. There's gun control conversations to be had, mental health conversations to be had. But the reason we can't have any of them, because nobody can simply put their agenda down for a second to simply be human. I don't care what political party you in. I don't care what your finances are like. You can be rich, poor. I don't care. I don't care what religion you are. I don't care what your sexuality is. I don't care what you identify as. I don't care what your race is. If you don't think after these past couple of weeks this can't happen to you or somebody you love, you're bugging. Nobody is safe. We've seen these things happen at country music festivals, churches, other places to worship, malls, schools. What, white people, do you think you're safe? You think that someone isn't going to say white supremacists are killing folks, so let's get some get back? We all heard of the First They Came poem, right? First they came for the socialists, and, you know, I did not speak out because I wasn't a socialist. Then they came for the trade unionists, and I didn't speak out because I wasn't a trade unionist. Then they came for the Jewish people, and I didn't speak out because I wasn't Jewish. Then they came for me, and there was no one left to speak for me. Yeah, that's what we are. Don't wait until it happens to you or someone you love and, you know, or someone you can relate to before you do something. But that helplessness that I feel this morning is simply because I don't know what there is for us to do, because I don't see how you legislate hate. Maybe y'all got some answers, because I don't have none. So until we figure it out, which won't be in this lifetime, please let Remy Ma give us, as in the United States, the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw, hee-haw, you stupid motherfucker, are you dumb.
I truly feel like it's above us now. I just don't think this is a problem that will ever be solved in our lifetime. I'm not saying let's not try to solve it. I just don't think it'll be solved in our lifetime.
All right. Well,
it salute to my guy, Jay Barnett, too, man. He actually posted. He posted whether it be through a racially motivated act of violence toward black people at a grocery store or fearing what may happen to your child at school. It has become mentally exhausting just to exist within our society. If that ain't accurate, I don't know what is.
Well, we usually do ASCII here. So, we'll, if you don't mind, we'll push ASCII back to tomorrow.
That's no problem.
All right. Well, let's open up the phone lines. What do we want to talk to the people about now?
Well, we're all mentally exhausted. And, you know, I did ask a question just now, man. I don't see how you legislate hate. I don't see how you legislate evil. I really don't. But I would love to see if any of y'all got some answers for that question.
So what's the question? How do you legislate hate?
How do you legislate hate?
All right.
You can do all the gun control laws you want. You can do mental health background checks. We should do all of that. But how do you legislate hate?
All right. Well, let's go to the phone lines. 800-585-1051. It's the brand.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian Cocktail Maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turned sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
iHeart Podcast Update. This week on your free iHeartRadio app.
Fodor's Guide to Espionage, a 60s-era spy story of the world's first and greatest travel writer, Eugene Fodor, as he jet sets around the globe. Tongue Unbroken Season 2. This podcast explores complex concepts of identity, resilience, erasure, and genocide. Table for Two Season 2. Think of the show as a deconstructed Oscar party in podcast form. Each episode takes place over the romance of a meal and feels like you're seated next to a different guest at that dinner.
Hear these podcasts and more on your free iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews
with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So, listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Breakfast Club, good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Hey, everybody, it's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just join us, we're talking about Charlamagne's Donkey of the Day.
Well, yeah, I gave Donkey of the Day to America, man, because we're asking the same question again, you know, what are we going to do? And, you know, there's this meme going around, and the meme shows the cycle of how things are when it comes to these mass shootings, and it starts by saying mass shooting, media extravaganza, thoughts and prayers, social media, gun debates, nobody actually does anything, and back to normal. And, you know, I understand that, you know, all of those kids got killed in that elementary school yesterday, but this is something that should be impacting all of us, because just last week it was a bunch of elderly people in the grocery store, and then it was the Asian Americans at the church literally the next day. Now it's the kids. So this is something that should be impacting all of us. And so I know we're having these conversations about gun control and mental health, and yes, we should be having all of those, and we should have mental health background checks for people that purchase guns, and we should make it harder for people to access guns. But I have one simple question. How do you legislate hate? If I wake up in the morning and I decide I want to take you out just because of what your race is, because of what your gender is, your sexuality is, what you identify as, if I wake up in the morning and decide I just want to take you out because of that, what type of legislation can be created to dictate what is in a person's heart, to change what is in a person's heart?
I don't necessarily think you can.
And that don't make you feel helpless?
I mean, it is. I mean, but these are, you know, a lot of this is these are how a lot of these kids are raised. You know, they're raised to hate people and a particular type of person. And then that hate is spewed to their children, which is spewed to their children and to their children. And it's a cycle that I don't necessarily see it us stopping. So you can't legislate hate.
Yeah, I've heard
you
people
try to, you know, control or, you know, protect as much as you can from those people that do all the hate.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't legislate hate.
Yeah, our camera guy, Nick, was like, you know, it's thoughts in the home. And I agree. I've heard people say, like, you know, when you see, like, the white supremacists in Buffalo, they was like, yo, his parents, you know, should have to deal with some consequences, because he had to learn that from somewhere, right?
And that's not necessarily true, though.
That's not. Yeah, you're
that's
right.
I mean, it could be that he was online.
Online, yeah, you're right. Yeah.
It could be he was in school and fell into the wrong kids and students in school.
Yeah.
Doesn't necessarily make the parents. The parents could be fine, and he could have went down his own lane in his own, you know, just been one of those kids.
Yeah.
Let's go to
if we're talking about legislation, what about all of the senators and all the people in positions of power who have a history of being racist or saying racist things? They shouldn't even be in office.
Bro. That's right.
We talk about all that.
But we need to legislate these legislators.
We had a president that was halfway racist.
You know what's so crazy?
I mean, so you know, about legislation, you know, but we had a president that was halfway racist.
You're right, but it's funny that we're surprised about racist politicians in 2022 when racist politicians are what built this country. When racist politicians are what built wrote the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. Like, this country was built by racists for racists.
Right.
But this country clearly has to change. That's especially when it comes to legislation, too.
But guess what?
But like the people who are in positions of power, there has to be some type of rules or some type of standards that you have to have. If you're in office and you say or you do something racist, then what happens? You get to continue to be in office.
Yeah.
There's people who were there at the Capitol that day that aided in those things happening, and they're still in office and they're still there.
Yeah, that's racist right. People put racist senators and presidents in office. So how do you change that? How do you legislate that when the racist people are putting the racist senators and the racist people in Congress and the racist people as president?
You're right. This system was designed by racists for racists. And I truly believe that this country was built on evil and it's going to fall on evil.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is James.
Your phone sounds a little foggy. Can you talk clearer into the phone, please?
Yes. Can you hear me now?
Yes, way better.
Peace and blessings to y'all. My
Peace,
name
Queen.
Is Erica Jones, and I am from St. Louis, Missouri. Please excuse me because I am at the level of pissivity, if that is even a word. I am a gun violence survivor. My daughter was murdered standing on the sidewalk, her and her friend, as her son sat in the car and had to duck down from bullets from an AK-47. When it comes to gun violence, I'm so sick of hearing a president, a vice president, the congressman, I don't care if you're Democrat, liberal, conservative, any of them. It has hit us at rock bottom speed, and all you want to do is give us a freaking speech.
I said the same thing.
A speech.
Mm-hmm.
I work for an organization in St. Louis, Missouri called The Bridge. We have trained over 25,000, including kids, including my grandson, on what to do in case someone is shot as far as their injuries. We are the only organization grassrooted in the states that does that. Does that, period. No other organizations, but y'all want to give money to congresspeople when they come in office for a $40,000 furniture voucher, and we got kids out here that are easily able to get to firearms, and you want to give us a damn speech? We study getting kids killed. We just had a young woman and a young man killed on live that was from St. Louis, Missouri. But nobody is just, it's okay. It's okay. We got 19 babies. And guess what? I understand totally how these parents feel. I'm angry. I'm mad. I wish they come from behind these desks, open up these programs for these kids. Stop acting like it's nothing. This is not no doggone gang, no doggone drug. This is not none of that. These kids are hopeless. They don't have no love. It starts within the household. It's trauma. It's trauma. They wondering, it's trauma. It's trauma. Everything is all triggered trauma.
I agree with that. I definitely agree with that.
Thank you for sharing your story, too.
I appreciate y'all. Like I said, we are the only grassroots organization in St. Louis, Missouri that's out here teaching these kids how to save somebody's life before an ambulance gets there.
Absolutely. Well, let me ask you a question, and I know you guys are grassroots. How can people, you know, donate and help so you can continue the mission that you're doing?
You can go up on www.thebrick.org.
Thebrick.org.
And a black doctor from Born Jewish walked away from her personal pronouns, he. Walked away from his job to start this clinic for the community, and it's free.
Thank you so
much. There you go.
And you said thebrick.org.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you, ma'am. And we appreciate you, and sorry for your loss again.
I appreciate y'all, and thank y'all for putting this out here, because if we had more platforms where we can call in and do this, I think a lot of more people will understand our pain as survivors, how we feel, along with the community being able to see that it is people like us that have to deal and wake up with this every day. So I appreciate y'all. God bless y'all.
Love you. Love you, Queen.
We appreciate you. We are covering you in love.
800-585-1051. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
851. You know, what are we going to do? And I keep referencing that meme that, you know, says it starts with a mass shooting, then it's media extravaganza, and then thoughts and prayers, social media, gun debates. Nobody actually does anything. And then we're back to normal. And, you know, I'm just simply asking, what are we going to do? And I think the reason that question is so difficult for people, and I think the reason so many of us always feel so hopeless in situations like this, is because we know that we truly can't legislate hate.
Right.
No, so, yes, we should have conversations about gun control, and, you know, we should have conversations about, you know, mental health when it comes to things like this. But what about just that hate that somebody has in their heart another individual?
I mean, that's usually, you know, that usually starts in a household. I can't say that happens in every situation, but I know in a lot of situations it does. But, you know, I always wonder when, you know, when you look at social media, right?
Mm-hmm.
They have all these algorithms, right? So if you promote something on social media, they can limit your posts because they want you to pay for ads.
Mm-hmm.
And I always wondered, when you have people looking up certain things online, why is that not flagged? Like this young man, yeah. You know, I'm assuming he had to look up body armor. It's not like you could go to your local, you know, Lowe's or Home Depot and find body armor. So he had to look it up on his computer.
You would think that whoever monitors this kind of stuff, right, would know, like, okay, who just bought body armor and why?
Correct. Like, mm-hmm. He's not military. He's a civilian. Why does he have...
Why does he need body armor?
Certain things like that, or you know, monitor the amount of ammunition that somebody's purchasing and buying, you know. I'm just curious. I could be wrong, and it could be full of ish, but when I look at social media and I look how, you know, Instagram has algorithms on certain things, and I understand how we don't have it on
You should be able to track these things, is what you're
Absolutely.
Saying.
Absolutely. When people buy, you know, figure out how to buy, you know, create a bomb or make a bomb, like, these are things that you have to Google.
Yeah.
And they find out later, oh, on his computer, we found these materials where he looked it up. But how come we couldn't find it before?
And listen, I agree with everything that you just said. And I want to talk about even the mental health aspect real quick, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I totally believe, and I know that hurt people. And I know that people are in pain and they are projecting that pain on others. So, you know, I'm always going to focus on therapy and focus on investing in your mental wealth. But, man, something about these last two shootings, the one in Buffalo, you know, a lot of those elderly black people got killed, and, you know, the watching these kids get, you know, shot in Texas, watching those, you know, Asians get shot in that church in California. Even though I know these people are dealing with mental and emotional pain, I can't dismiss just pure evil. Because this just seems like premeditated, pure evil. These people had body armor. They targeted individuals. You know what I mean? Like, they knew what they were doing. So it's hard to just say, you know, that person's dealing with mental health issues.
Bro, you do understand, and the 12 years we've been working here, I've heard you say that before.
Yeah.
And these shootings are different.
Yo, these are different. These hit different. Absolutely. These are different.
But we say that all the time, and they all hit different. And we care so much for the first couple of days, and then it just starts to just, we forget about it, and then we just go on with our regular lives.
Yes. That's why, even with this one, everybody's talking about the kids. Yes, it's the kids. But, bro, we've had a crazy past couple of weeks. This year has been a bunch of different mass shootings. So it's not just us living in fear for our kids. We're living in fear for each other, everybody.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, this is Robert from Jacksonville.
Talk to us, brother.
I don't really think you can legislate hate, because like y'all was saying, it starts pretty much, you learn that from somewhere. Like, no child, nobody is born racist. Nobody. You learn that and you're taught that. But I think, like, as far as the schools are concerned, like, I think personally that schools should be treated at this point now as like the courthouse. Like, you're not coming in here unless you walk through these metal detectors and get your bag searched. Like, it should be one way in. Like, you have to come in this way. And it's sad that we have to do that. But, like, I think that you should treat schools like an airport or like the courthouse. Like, you have to come through the metal detectors, and it should be for all schools. Like, all public schools, for the most part, you should have to go through a security check to even come in the building. And it should be security at the doors. Like, you can't get in here unless you come past this checkpoint.
That's right.
You know, and I think, like, at least at my kid's school, I feel slightly safe, because you have to go through two different barriers to even get, like, to in the school. Like, you have to check in at the front door. And once you check in at the front door, you have to sign in and then get buzzed in. It's like, it's a whole process to even get in my kid's school. So,
but yeah, but you know what? When you have a gun, and this is the whole thing, and like you said, you got kids, and I got kids too. So when we drop our kids off in the morning, that door is open as those kids come in. And when those kids leave in the afternoon, that door is open when them kids come out. And there was police there. So it wasn't like there was no police there and the dude just walked in and the shooting was there. The dude overpowered the police, and he overpowered those locks and all that. None of that stuff mattered at that time. When that man had body armor on, AR-15s and all those types of bullets, none of that stuff mattered. Think about it. There was three police officers there that he got through. So that all that stuff, all that thing, yes, it's a preventative measure, but if somebody wants to get through, they can get through like this 18-year-old kid did.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. So what do you do? What do you do?
And that's what we asking.
I don't know, brother. That's the question we asking this morning, man.
I think, like, if you really think about it, like, they don't mind selling guns to 18-year-olds because it generates more revenue. You know, 18-year-olds buy guns, and like, if you take the money part out of it, like, you have to legislate it. Like, you have to, no 18-year-olds can buy a gun. You have to be past, you have to go to a mental evaluation before you can buy a gun. You have to, when you show up to buy a gun, you should have to have a signed certificate from a psychologist saying this person is mentally
capable. And you know what, brother, it's so crazy, man. Like you said, you're 18-year-old, they do a background check. If nothing is on your record, you're good money. That doesn't mean that you don't have any problems. But think about it like this. At 18, even when you drive a car, you at least got to take a test. You at least got to know the rules and regulations. You at least have to take an eye test to see if you can actually see. You know, 18-year-old, you have a gun. There is no test. There is nobody training you how to use the weapon or even talking to you, you know, what it means to have that weapon. You don't have to take an eye test. You just got to be 18 years old and a clean record. And we all know out there that when we were kids, we done things that could have been on our record that maybe we got away with it. Maybe somebody decided not to press charges. Maybe somebody just said, oh, he'll be all right. He'll grow out of it. And those are the things that we can't do anymore. We can't allow these kids. I can't even say these kids only, because there's some adults out there that don't need weapons as well.
Exactly. That's why I feel like when you go buy a gun, you got to show up with your mental evaluation clearance to say, hey, I think that's a good step. Like, when you show up to buy your gun, you have a mental evaluation certificate saying that this person has passed their mental evaluation, and they're able to purchase the gun.
Well, thank you, brother, for calling and checking in and giving us your feedback and everything.
You know, the question was this morning, how do you legislate hate?
Mm-hmm.
The moral of the story is I don't believe you can. And, you know, yes, we should be talking about gun control. Yes, we should be talking about mental health. All of that is true. But the root of this is the seed of hatred that America planted 400 plus years ago. And now that seed has bared fruit. And the Frankenstein monster that America created is coming back to devour America.
All right. Well, let's get to the rumors. Let's go.
It's time.
She's spilling the tea.
This is the Rumor Report with Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
All right. Well, today was all about taking your calls. And now we do want to just give you one quick update of what's happening tonight. There's an interview that'll be airing tonight. Angela Rye is actually speaking with Brittany Griner's wife, Sherelle. And they're talking about Brittany Griner being detained in Russia after going there on February 17th. And that's going to be on NBA Countdown at 7:30 p.m. on ESPN. Here is that interview with Angela Rye.
What was the last thing she said to you before she left for Russia?
It's the irony of all of it. You know, she didn't want to go back. So she just said she was so exhausted from always having to go overseas. And we talked about it, and I was like, well, you know what, babe? Like, let's just make this your last year of season. I was like, you don't have to go back anymore. Mm-hmm. I was like, we'll figure something else out, you know, when it comes to pay, because obviously there is a tremendous difference in the amount of money that she makes when she's playing WNBA versus when she goes overseas.
If it was LeBron or KD or Steph Curry, do you think that you would be sitting here today?
Ooh, good tease. Drop on the clues bombs for my good sister, Angela Rye. Mm-hmm. Yes, Matt, that's Brittany Griner's wife, Sherelle. You can watch that in full tonight at 7:30 p.m. on NBA Countdown on ESPN, like you said. Make sure y'all check that out.
All right. All right, well, that was your rumor report. Mm-hmm. When we come back, we got the People's Choice Mix, man. Let's start off with some Pac, some changes. 800-585-1051. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
WWPR-FM HD1 New York.
And iHeartRadio station.
Let me put a little bit of The Breakfast Club up in your lifestyle.
DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne the God.
You're rocking with the best.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne the God. We are The Breakfast Club. And let me just salute to a good friend of mine. Some of y'all know him, some of y'all don't. Some of y'all like him, some of y'all don't. But the Living Legends Foundation announced its 30th anniversary celebration and the 2022 honorees of the annual Living Legends Award Gala. Now, this event's going to happen October 7th in L.A. Now, some of the honorees are Slim and Birdman, the founders of Cash Money. Tuma, he's the director of Black Music at YouTube. Shout out to Tuma. And a host of others. And another one that is actually nominated is our good friend Leonard McKelvey.
What?
I think his name is Leonard.
What I'm nominated for?
Leonard McKelvey. That's right. Leonard McKelvey is nominated as well.
For what?
Congratulations again. It's the Living Legends Foundation. They celebrate the 30th anniversary and annual awards. You're nominated.
I didn't know that.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you. Who is it again?
I'll send it to you, man.
who is it for? The Living Legends Foundation.
Yes.
Wait, what's going on?
You're nominated with Slim and Birdman, Gio Bivens, Tuma, and a host of others. Johnny Walker. Who else is there?
What's the award? We're all nominated for one award?
Yes, a group of 9 honorees.
Honorees?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you.
You said award.
Yeah, you said nominated for an award. I'm like, huh?
I'm just trying to show you some love,
I didn't know
right?
what was going on.
I seen it yesterday. He still don't know what's going on.
Thank you, Living Legends Award. Send me that. I didn't know that.
Yes.
Thank you.
Goodness gracious. Well, congratulations. All right. Now, when we come back, we got the positive notice, the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Super Grammy.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, Charlamagne, you got a positive note?
I do, man. And the positive note, I just want to tell everybody out there, man, don't forget to breathe today. Really, don't forget to breathe today. You know what I'm saying? If you have a therapist, if you have a psychiatrist, a counselor, a spiritual leader, don't forget to breathe. Find somebody to talk to, man. And I really want to salute, my man Jay Barnett. It's 2 things I want to read real quick. My man Jay Barnett, he posted on Instagram earlier that, Jay Barnett is a therapist. He said, whether it be through a racially motivated act of violence toward black people at a grocery store or fearing what may happen to your child at school, it has become mentally exhausting just to exist within our society. It's imperative to take care of our mental health. And I want to salute Nadra Tawab as well. You know, Nadra is another, great therapist that I follow. I talk about her book, Set Boundaries, Find Peace, all the time. She said, it's hard to move past mass shootings when they keep occurring. We are living in the grief of constant bad news, feeling angry, frustrated with the laws, sad for the children and parents, anxious about being in public spaces, afraid for your loved ones, discouraged or confused about the state of the world are all normal responses to senseless violence. It's okay to not be okay, because we are not okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.